Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing quite well. I am so excited about the solstice. I am so excited about Blessed Yule. I'm getting ready to enjoy winter because I lived down in Florida for 21 years, as you know. And I really like the seasons, even though it can be a little bit ambitious. I really like it.
Ambitious. It's torture.
A California girl moves to Florida. I would not expect you to say anything different, Jacqueline.
You know, oh, it's too cold in California. I had to get a warmer place, you know.
Look at that. Oh, my goodness. Well, I know you're probably having nice weather down there, aren't you?
Oh, we're having perfect Christmas weather. It's crisp in the air. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's sweater weather, so it's beautiful.
Nice. Nice. Well, tonight we're celebrating the rebirth of the sun. It's been traditional since ancient times. And I was amazed when I looked at this chart, Jacqueline, because of the conjunctions that are so powerful in it.
Oh, wow, yeah.
It actually occurs at 5:02 tomorrow morning, Eastern time.
Correct.
And, but, wow, I like it. Some nice earth trines in the chart, which I like. And just for the Aquarian energies to come together, which I haven't done it on this level for so many hundreds of years, it's crazy good. And it is time, I guess, to rise above. And I think all of us are ready for that.
It is. And the amazing thing to me is that both the Sun-Mercury conjunction on the solstice are at 0 degrees. And the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction in Aquarius are at 0 degrees. These are like critical degrees. It's like
earth-shaking
times here. You know, we really, when you say rise above, it is about it. It's unfolding the beauty of the future here. And it's really taking that higher vibration and that higher level and really working in those boundaries.
Exactly.
I like also
because...
in this...
Go ahead.
Sorry. I like also this one with that to harmonize and add to that, even though they are not at 0 degrees and at that crazy high vibration. But Neptune and the Moon are conjunct at that same time as well, not exact degrees. But I like that conjunction there with it because, again, it raises the emotional level. That Neptune is so spiritual that it is about let's all rise above this. Let's all join together and join hands and find a way we all can come together. And I love this winter solstice chart because of that. The final thing I want to say about it is that Venus is in Sagittarius and it is conjunct the ascendant on the East Coast. I love that because it takes that resonation of we need to listen, we need to learn more, we need to educate ourselves and raise this level. The teacher is a student here, and the student is a teacher in this chart. And that's why I love this winter solstice, is just because I think everybody can really take and raise their level and come to their truth and be at peace by listening and hearing others and coming to a conclusion that helps everybody. And I think this is what this is all about in this winter solstice.
Yes. Now, tonight, it's time we signed on, the moon and Neptune are combust tonight at 18 degrees of Pisces, right on us tonight as we're having this conversation. Oh, yeah. So it is all about faith, as you would say, and we still have the T-square with the dragon going on tonight. But again, the T-square is like a balance beam. In other words, you listen within and you listen without, and you keep the faith no matter how you process for tonight, too. And I kind of liked that when I looked at the chart for the, when we did the show tonight. And like, again, having the Sun and Mercury at critical degrees tonight, too, it's like, whoa. But again, it is about having enough positive energy to be able to manifest what you truly believe in. And I so like that, you know. And I think a lot of people I'm talking to, they have also been, everybody's been going through stuff between the election, the pandemic, and all the changes that are going on financially in the world and everything and stuff, and people on unemployment and having to homeschool. There's so many people that you and I both talk to every day that have had to make that turn in the road and just do the best they can. And I think on the solstice, they're going to realize that the best that they did do was good. And that's so important to have that confirmation.
It is. I mean, we, you know, each one of us that are on this earth today has made it through this year and this pandemic so far. That's a great accomplishment.
Yes. And even helped others in the process. It's an amazing thing to do. But anyway, so I suppose we should take a caller or two and see what they need from us.
Okay. How about we do that?
Okay. All right. Erico 780-482, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, it's Jay calling from Canada. Hello.
Jay, my goodness, I was just thinking about you yesterday. How are
That's
you?
What I'm doing fine. I'm just, thank you for thinking about me. That's the reason why, never mind, we know that story of intention, okay?
Absolutely. We're connected to the universe, even though we're many miles away. How cool is that?
Yeah, non-locality. Yeah, thank you so much again for thinking of me. I got a question for you regarding this solstice. It seems there's a lot of energy behind us. How does it affect my sign and fire signs in general? I'm just curious.
Well, the most powerful thing going on in your chart right now is that Mars is going to be sitting on your Jupiter over the next couple of days in Aries. And it is in square to Pluto, the planet of empowerment for you right now. So this is a time that you want to empower yourself and others. You have to remember that Mars is usually in Aries every 2.5 years for 7 weeks. It didn't do that this year. It went in the last 2 days of June. It went all the way through Aries, retrograded all the way through Aries. Now it's turning around and going through Aries again. It doesn't get into Taurus until the 7th of January next. So this is an important time for you as far as, again, embracing your personal power and wanting to empower others. And tonight, the moon is sitting right on your Mars. On the solstice tomorrow, actually, it's sitting right on your Mars in Pisces, all about your spirituality, your unconditional love, your desire, your teaching to people without even looking for compensation just because you are the healer you are. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Thanks.
Well, you know, I agree with everything he said, that Aphrodite said. This is a really empowering solstice for you because you are resonating with that chart. The ascendant is at 1 degree of Sagittarius. Your ascendant is at 1 degree Sagittarius. Okay? So there's a strong harmony
I love
here
it.
With this. And Venus is in your first house. The Capricorn conjunction is in your first house. And the Aquarius conjunction is in your second house. And what this means is that all of your benefits are coming to you. And it is setting a new foundation. Like Aphrodite said, you have to really balance that spirituality with that Mars. And it is all about that I can see the future. I know what the humanness of life is, and I'm looking within myself at that wholeness, and I can see the future of how we can make this happen, okay? Because that second house is all about how you feel, your personal value, what you personally do. And there can be some great insights by you just sitting with that for a little while tomorrow morning.
And it's, when is the solstice
started? Both the Sun and Mercury are in perfect trine to your Virgo moon. Again, so because of your meditations, the beautiful things you've shown me with some of the videos you sent me about how you set up your beautiful meditation space, the blending of spirit and earth together, you have that down, honey. And this is going to make it even more profound for you that you're going to be very thankful, but you're going to also want to do more, which is just like you, Jay. Just like you.
That's so true. That's so true. Thank you. I'm grateful. I'm got a question for you. When is the solstice happen tomorrow? What is it, Eastern Standard Time or Mountain Standard Time?
Well, in Eastern Standard Time, it's happening at 5:02 a.m.
Mountain Standard Time.
So Mountain is 2 hours different, so it would be 3:30
or so.
Well,
I have to get up in the middle of the night. Yeah. Oh. And where is that star position, though? Do you know?
Well, and again here, you might want to get up right before sunrise and do it at sunrise, too. It doesn't have to be exactly at that particular time.
Okay.
Because, again, the sun is going to rise a little bit later than that. Again, it's getting there, but it's going to rise up just a little bit later than that, a couple hours later than that. And so at least you're going to a time to sleep in a little bit. But it's not. It doesn't have to be done at that exact minute is all I'm just saying.
Okay. And what am I supposed to do for that time tomorrow morning? And that is to do some meditation or do some gratitude thing or?
I think it's a combination of factors. And the reason I'm saying this, let me go back here for you. The reason I'm saying this is that you have some sustaining trines and blessing lines, which are great. And again, because the moon is sitting on your Mars in Pisces, the sign of unconditional love and forgiveness and listening to spirit, which you do so well, I really feel that you're going to feel conjugal to the higher forces in your universal destination of what you've tried to bring here to Earth, how you've shared it with others. Neptune's sitting on your Chiron, the wounded healer. And you heal people just because of your attitude, what you put out there, what you share with others. And you're not looking for anything out of it except for the fact that you feel this is your mission. You are such a pure soul, Jay. You really are.
I'm grateful for that.
I think you'll be
so
led. I think you'll be led in your meditations, whatever words come forth to you, however you perform your rituals. I feel you're going to be so connected. You'll know you're doing it right no matter what you do, okay?
Okay.
I have to agree. Go with the flow of where it takes you. Kind of be floaty. Okay, because, if you set out for a specific meditation, I don't think it's going to end up that way anyhow. Okay? So start it with something and allow it to take its course, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
And your inner visions are going to be spectacular. Your inner vision experience is going to be spectacular.
Oh, that'll be awesome. Experience for tomorrow.
You got it.
What a year it's been, so okay. Wow. I'm grateful for the message and thanks so much for thinking.
We want to hear the whole scoop next week. Please call us and give us the whole scoop, okay?
I'll email you or call you or whatever, so okay.
That'd be awesome.
Well, thanks for thinking of me, because every time you think of me or somebody thinks of me, I call into the show. So I'm grateful for the intentions.
A visitor came by yesterday to bring me Christmas presents, and I shared some of the sage that you sent to me with them. They said, oh, my goodness, I have never seen anything this quality. I said, this man is a shaman, and he calls into the show. He sent to me and Jacqueline as a gift, and they were like, whoa. So I gave them each something to cleanse their new house. They were so happy. So we were talking about you yesterday.
I get the shivers around it, so something really spectacular. I get the Google bumps right now, so helping others. Yeah, so if you run out, Aphrodite, before, you know, you just think of me again, and I'll send you some more.
Oh, you're
both
such
you,
a
okay?
darling.
Or Jacqueline, too, so already.
We love you big time, big boy.
Yes, love you, too. Take
right.
care. Many blessings.
Have a happy
and,
holiday.
Yes, you, too, and a grateful one there, too. Yeah, for 2020, it's your been. Okay, take care.
All righty, then.
Love you.
All right, God bless. All right,
God
love
bless.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Such a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 708, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Patricia from Chicago.
Hey, Patricia,
hi, Patricia,
how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, ladies. January 7th,
1955. Gotcha. So what can we do for you tonight?
Well, I was wondering how the Jupiter and Saturn conjunction was going to affect my chart. I feel like the blinders have been pulled off for a while now, and I feel like
okay.
I have a little bit of a warrior spirit.
Okay. Let's see here. I have so many Patricias on here, I'm trying to find you. I know you're in here. It's a matter of me finding out which number I put you at. No? Try it again. I've been having my computer issues, and I don't even want to discuss it right now on the air, but it's been delicious.
Well, and you know what I think you're feeling? And this is a big picture thing. And what's happened is that all of this has trampled over your Mercury. And this summer has been retrograde on your Mercury and gone back over your Mercury. And, you know, it's now finally, you know, it's at 5 degrees now, so it's both Saturn and Jupiter are finally releasing from that, but it's leaving behind Pluto. And Pluto is at 23 degrees, and your Mercury is at 25 degrees, okay? So there's a little still of rumblings of how is this going to land, or what is this transformation and change all about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your birthday is coming up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're at that time, you're still going to have Mercury being in very close. I have to look at what it's going to do for you, but it's very close to your Mercury, okay? So this is about a full transformation and change as far as psychologically. What do you want to do when you grow up? What do you want to be? And how do you want to create your lifestyle? Because this is all about a lifestyle is what it is. Okay?
Okay.
And so it's thinking about how you want to recreate yourself. It's about letting the past go, okay, and again, moving on. Okay, we're starting from scratch again, and we're going to start to rebuild this again is what it's all about here. It's not about fearing the psychological change. Think about it this way. All it's asking you to do is look at a different window. Okay, see a different perspective, see a different view is what it's asking you to do, okay? So it's not asking you to completely, totally change your lifestyle today or anything else or anything like that. It's altering your perspective is what it's asking of you. So when it comes to this, you're going to have a lot more freedom coming up this next year. But when it comes to this, be open to what you're receiving and look at it in a different perspective than you have before. And I think you'll find the avenue or the direction that you need to go into at this time. What do you think,
okay.
Aphrodite?
Well, I've got 22 Patricias on here, and I can't find her. Give me the data.
It's January 7th. January 7th, 1955.
What time?
5:15 p.m.
And where?
In Chicago. In Chicago.
You're still there, right?
I'm here. Around there.
All righty, then. Thank you so much. I didn't want to interrupt Jacqueline because she was being very profound. Okay. Take a look at this. It's all good. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what I said in my head.
Your healing abilities are through the friggin' roof. Wow.
Yes, that's what I'm feeling.
Both Jupiter and Saturn are sitting on your Chiron. Pluto planet empowerment sitting on your Mercury. Your energetics and your ability to manifest spiritually, and the moon is sitting right on your Mars in Pisces. The unconditional love from on high on the highest level, the ability to forgive and love for no darn reason, it's just yours for the asking. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
And you know what? Others are going to step in with you. Be ready. Sometimes maybe you feel you're not as appreciated, or you're not sure if you did everything right. You're going to get some good feedback over the next 2 weeks, I guarantee you.
Oh, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's time. You know? And
yes.
And you've got some beautiful oppositions that have been going on for a little while right now, so you've just been trying to keep the balance going, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But the beautiful water trines that are going on, you know, on the solstice, they're accessing your ascendant, your Jupiter and Uranus, all in Cancer, where you, if you embrace the fact that you're a child of God and you're here to serve and you're thankful for the opportunity, you're going to sleep like a baby, you're going to do an inner dance, it's going to be amazing. Do this tomorrow. Do this tomorrow. Okay?
Okay. Wow. Thank you.
It's really amazing what's going on in this chart. I'm glad I persisted and said, all right, give me the darn time.
I am always so appreciative of both of you, and you take your time, and it's so comforting. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, and you know what? We are so happy to serve you. We love doing the show, and thank you so much because you add a dimension to our show. Because of your integrity and what you're about. And we love you calling in. Thank you.
Thank you. And ladies, have a wonderful holiday and year.
And you as well. Many
and
blessings,
I will talk to you next year. Blessings
all
to you.
God bless.
Thank you so much.
There's so many cool people that call in here. Aren't we lucky?
We are. I feel very blessed.
Well, the next one is from your neck of the woods. You ready?
Okay.
Air code 561-504. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Jessica. I'm actually up north. This is an old phone of mine. I used to be down there.
Where are you now, hon?
Right outside New York City, 71677. You have me there in your database.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
Alrighty then. Great. Are you looking forward to the holidays?
What did you say? Am I looking forward to them?
Yes.
Not really. I don't really celebrate holidays anymore. I haven't lately. And, you know, I was raised Jewish, so technically I think the holiday's going on now. It's done anything. But, I like the holiday season in general. I think it's okay.
Yes. And this is Yule, which is very ancient. Yule actually preceded many of the other faiths, by the way, and we are in Yule but with the solstice. So it's okay because you're an old soul and we know it.
Yeah, I actually had this. I woke up out of a dream. Was it a night ago, one night ago, or two nights ago? And I was singing. I think the song is called something Bethlehem. I don't even know what that song was, but it was very loud in my head. I was like, oh my God! I think I was like performing it or something. It was incredible. Yeah.
Wow!
So that was,
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The dream world can be amazing.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I missed you a little bit there. Just as far as like astrology wise, I was curious what you were seeing in my chart right now, and of course, I'm always interested in career.
Well, on the solstice, you're going to have the Sun and the Mercury in your 12th house. So Dreamtime Tonight, since we were talking about that, I'm just going to make a little footnote out of that. Dreamtime Tonight should be quite interesting. What I will suggest you tonight to do is to put a directive before you go to bed. I want to see this, or I want to do this, or do something. Okay, set a directive first before you go to sleep. It'll be an interesting journey. However, what's going on is that both Sun and Mercury are going to be going into here soon, okay, in another week, are going to be going into your first house. You already have Pluto, Jupiter, and Saturn there. So what's happening is now these inner planets, these daily planets, are finally going to come in there in that Capricorn energy. So there is a foundational shift that I think you're going to start to see with your work. Are you out looking for work, or are you presenting yourself? Because the first house is all about you being out there and just being available.
Yes, I have really been putting myself out there. And actually, I think I am going to go have a meeting with the police chief tomorrow morning. I think I'm going to go down there to go speak with him, and it has to do with my career. So to do
good
these
timing.
Training.
But I wouldn't expect an answer for at least a week. Again, here, remember that Capricorn energy, the Sun and the Mercury, are both in the 12th house. I think it's a time to speak out and to vibe it out and to send it out there. But when it's in the 12th house, it takes a little bit to bring it out, okay? So here again, don't be surprised if you don't hear something for like a week.
Okay. Do you think, like, I think what's coming up for me is it sounds a little silly, maybe. It has to do with childhood wounds. But I feel kind of stupid asking the question, but, like, do you see me being accepted into the tribe, and then, like, not only being accepted into the tribe, but being like, hey, and you have things to teach us, but you're going to be a leader also. So it's like, that's the transition that I'm looking to really step into.
That won't happen until after the 15th of January, but I think it's probably coming. Now, as far as meeting with the Sheriff's Department, does this have to do with jail?
No, it has to do with things that are going on in the world right now. So it's like teaching about enlightenment, basically.
Okay. Well, because the Sun and Mercury in your 12th house, the 12th house also rules prisons. It also rules people that are incarcerated and trying to find their way, okay? And just let you know how it's accessing my chart, I am donating four boxes of books and a whole box of magazines to the county jail tomorrow, okay? Because I have some things going on in my 12th house. And I decided it was time to do something to help someone that couldn't help themselves, and so that's what I chose to do tomorrow. Now, in your chart, because the Capricorn planets do support you working within the system for this next month. But Jupiter and Saturn now are leaving Capricorn, even though they're on the cusp. So I agree with Jacqueline about waiting a week on that. Now, as far as finding your tribe is concerned, I don't know if you're supposed to find your tribe or if you're supposed to create a tribe, okay? Because both Jupiter and Saturn are opposing your moon in Leo, which rules the heart. If you reach out to other people, spiritual and metaphysical, that haven't found their tribe yet, you could start this up right now. Right now. Okay? It is Yule. It's blessed by the ancient traditions. Think about this. Think about creating a site on Facebook or a site somewhere where you can invite people in. Call it what you feel inspired to call it. You have so many planets in Leo, even though you're a Cancer sun. Honey, you could really inspire so many others with what you were born with right now. This could be amazing for you. Don't be afraid to be the startup rather than find a solution. Create it instead.
Yeah, I love that. That actually is something that I've been working on too. I think that what has been coming up for me a lot is like has to do with, say, for example, like the working with the police of like being accepted or being like, because I want to come in there and do trainings for them. And the stuff I'm teaching is maybe a little bit out of the box, but it's very relevant to things that they should be caring about. Or maybe some of them I think do care about right now, but like, so that's why I've been like debating a lot whether to go speak to this guy or not, if he's going to be open to my message or not. And there's like just these old fears of like being too overpowering or speaking to someone when they're not interested in hearing what you have to say, that type of thing.
I think it's better for you to walk in and do it because you were called upon to do it. No matter what happens, when you put it out to a person, you're also putting it out to the greater universe. Don't worry about the acceptance of one. Know that you're putting out there that you're available for this. Do it anyway. Do it anyway.
Okay.
And what,
yeah,
I'm gonna say,
what do you think, Jacqueline?
Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to say is that this is a service here, okay? And
yes.
But your approach in this should be very, again, you have a way of commanding yourself to, and I don't want to call it acting, but to morph into a certain personality type, okay, when you're doing this. And so I want you to think about this in your head as the scene for you to do this, because it's about, you're offering them a service. It may be unusual. It may be different than what they're used to. But this is a service to them and how it can help them. So when you're talking to them, it is about you being that humble servant and handing this over more like he's the commander saying, this is a gift given to you kind of situation. Does that make sense?
Right. Okay. I'm thinking that maybe I should go with a handout too, which I kind of was going to do that, then I said not to do that. I go around in circles a lot, questioning what angle to reach these people. So, okay.
And here it is, you know, as a gift given. So I wouldn't mind you handing them a flyer, something physical that they have to hold on to, like a gift, okay? Because, it's, again, you're resembling, here's this beautiful gift I'm giving to you. You see it that way?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. All right. Maybe I won't end up going tomorrow if I have to prepare some stuff. This is procrastination.
Yes, it is. You can still do it.
Follow your intuition. But I don't think it's bad for you to go tomorrow because it is on the solstice. And
okay.
So you have to decide that. I can't make that decision for you. I can just tell you that what you put out there is really good and very unique and very loving. Never apologize.
Yeah, it's so crazy. I don't have any issues going approaching anybody else, but it's like, because it's, quote, the police. It's like some weird stuff going on. I've been clearing it for months. So, yeah, just a person. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just make the offer and Spirit will support you or say it's not time yet. Or, again, you get the information you need and it's okay to go there and do this. Okay?
Right.
Because you're
going to
learn something. You're going to learn something. Okay?
You'll
be okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Have
keep us posted because we want to know how you do with this. Please keep us posted, okay?
Well, thank you very much. Happy holidays.
May you bless you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. You know, more and more, though, I'm seeing larger institutions getting involved in things that are more spiritual. Like in the hospitals in Roanoke now, they're actually inviting Reiki practitioners in. Really. Okay? So things are shifting with this Aquarian forces coming in. They've been close for a while now. So I am seeing that already.
Yeah.
I hope
new,
it continues.
And that's the thing, is that there's new hope, there's new optimism, and there's new perspectives during this period of time. So it is about that. It is refreshing. I think she's on the cutting edge because I think they're searching for different perspectives here. They're opening. They're more open to them than they have been before. Even with my aunt and her illnesses, she's going to be 90 January 1st. They even offered her acupuncture for this. Okay, it's interesting
wow.
how they're morphing into different modalities and being more open to different modalities. And we should do the same. Because it is all about recreation. It is all about we choose what the future is going to look like. And we can make a change to a beautiful future that we like.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Echo 786-348, you're on the air.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Luz, calling from Florida.
I'm sorry?
I'm calling from Florida.
And your name is again? I'm sorry.
Luz. L as in Lima, U as in UK, Z as in Zebra.
Ah. What's your name? What's your birthday?
Yeah. April 7, 1978. I was born around 11:15 in the morning.
All right. And what city?
What time?
In 11:15 in the morning in Pereira, Colombia.
Okay. Bogota?
Pereira. P.S. and
Spell
Peter. R. E. I. R. A. Pereira. Colombia.
And where
South
do you live
America.
Now?
In Miami.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's make this happen. All
Thanks.
Right.
So what would you like to know from us today?
I had two events that transpired last week. I had accepted a new job, and they did a bait and switch on me. They agreed to allowing me to remote work, and then on the third day, I found out that there isn't remote working and that they would need me on the weekends, and if necessary, after work hours. So I can't do that because I have a small child. And then the other thing is that I was connecting with someone online. And then on Friday, he decided that he needed some monetary help. And I'm like, okay, this sounds like a catfish. So we stopped communicating since then. So I had a beta switch in a new job, and I'm looking for a new job now. And then an online contact that I really like, you know, it's a catfish. Someone that is not who he presents to be.
Well,
so I want to
know what's
coming
in. Because Venus just literally today stepped into your sixth house of day-to-day work. So now you have that guardian angel over you. And Mars is still in Aries. But what it's going to do is it's going to pass over your Mercury and then pass over your Venus in that 10th house of your career. So I think there's something coming up as far as a new job is for you is concerned, and I think it's better than what they offer you. Just going to say that first and foremost. So here again, have faith in your work, because I think that's it's really going to start to make a change in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
So you are born on the new moon, and so usually you walk in when something is just getting started. Usually something new, something state of the art, where you can put something new that you are into it. Okay? And so this has been cooking for a couple of weeks with Mars passing over both your sun and your moon. So this is cooking.
Yeah.
So wait it out. See what happens. Right now, we have very few planetary energies retrograde. Okay? But that doesn't mean it can be a little wait. It can be a little wait. That's okay. But your I am presence is so strong in your chart that you can only be you. And if the universe says no, go to the next stop. Go to the next stop. You've got some really great fire supporting you right now. You can do really well with Mars forming trines to your Saturn of dealing with anybody in a position of authority. They would like you, whether they see you virtually, FaceTime, in person. People could really like what you offer. You're a very good listener as well. As you're very articulate, aren't you?
I can't tell myself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am, you can. So you know what? You're on the right trail. Continue is all I can tell you. Like Jacqueline said, there might be more than one opportunity that's popping up here. Just follow the yellow brick road, and you're going to be fine. The chart supports you right now. So between now and the 7th of January, something is going to come in.
Okay. At the end of January?
Between now and the 7th of January.
Oh, okay, perfect. And regarding relationships, I didn't have any luck with this online guy. I really liked him, and then he ended up needing money from me. And then, of course, you know, that raised a red flag for me. So we just continue communication.
Trust your intuition with this. Don't go there.
Yeah.
Don't put yourself at jeopardy for anyone. You don't need them that bad. You don't need them that bad, okay?
No, I'm pretty, you know, like tranquil right now. Like just, you know, taking care of myself in a way. Like I've lost 15 pounds. I'm doing running, you know,
nice.
Myself. And I have a goal of how I want to see myself getting better because I had, you know, let it go with the weight. And I'm catching up to my expectations about me. But I just want to know if there is going to be like a period next 2021 where I'm going to be at a peak where I can finally open up sincerely to another gentleman and may meet someone that is deserving of me as well.
All I can tell you is the caution flag for you is don't pick another fixer-upper. You don't need to do that. Okay?
Yeah.
If they call you with a list of problems and all this other stuff, you can be kind, but then push them off. That's not your job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want a personal relationship that's fulfilling for you. Okay? I think the job thing comes first. And I'd like to second. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And here again, you have Capricorn ruling your seventh house of marriage and partnership. And Capricorn is the coldest sign of the zodiac. Okay, so there is only one for you. And I always say this, that you get the one that you really love older in life than earlier in life because of that Capricorn energy. Okay, now the Sun, Mercury, and Venus will all be going through there. When Venus gets there in a couple of months, okay, that's when I think you have the opportunity. But I think it's going to hold you in solitude until that period of time. So what I am saying to you is it's all about faith. It's all about trust this process. Because it is for your benefit to really go through, and I think that you're doing the right thing. This whole time of solitude is about you building yourself up, building your self-worth, doing the diet, doing the exercise, really making the goddess that you are and preparing for somebody new to come in. Because I do think Venus starts transiting through your seventh house that somebody will come in, and I have to agree with Aphrodite. Be picky, be choosy, and make sure you find the right honorable one. okay?
Yes. Yes. So Venus is going to be in my sign by when, do you think? In a couple of months? February, March?
A couple of months. I think it goes from February into there.
Around February. Okay. Perfect.
Goes in there actually on the 28th of January.
Okay. There you go.
Okay. Excellent.
Close.
Well,
yep.
I thank you for the good news, and thank you so much for being of support to listeners like me. I appreciate you.
And we appreciate you, love. Oh, you're so sweet.
Yeah.
Have a happy holiday.
You guys, too. Thank you, and I'll speak to you soon.
Right.
Bye.
God bless. All right, bye-bye.
God bless.
Alrighty then. The next one's from my neck of the woods. Okay.
All right.
Aircode 540-525, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies, it's Kara.
Kara,
hey,
how
are
you, honey?
Good. I just want to say, first of all, I'm so grateful for you two, and I feel so much love in this show, especially this evening. And I want to share the last lady has the same birthday as my grandmother, and my grandmother's really been on my mind the last couple of days. So that was really neat.
Wow. That's amazing.
Isn't
wow.
That the beauty and
mm-hmm.
Everything is in the right place at the right time for the right reason.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Oh, so what would you like to know today, sweetheart? That's an interesting start.
Okay. Well, you know, I've been trying to get to warm and sunny Florida. I've been trying that for many, many years. We keep having roadblocks, but an opportunity has come up in Hawaii again, and it's a stronger opportunity, and that's, you know, 80 year-round, so that might be a good option. But it's a long way. It's a little scary, but exciting. Just wanted to see what you could see in that area.
Wow. Well, if you're going to do a distant relocation, let me tell you when that would be. Hold on a second here. Just let me access Mars. It would be the end of January. You're in a situation where you can do this, and you do want to be waterfront.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. Now, Pluto is very close to your Venus, but not right on you yet. 3 months from now, it will be, okay?
Okay.
So I can't say it's a bad thing. I'd like to look at it in more detail, but we can't do that on the show tonight. But we can
right.
Another time. See, the Aquarian forces, you're going to go through your Jupiter return next year, okay? And Saturn's going to be
mm-hmm.
moving through your fifth house of romance and recreation and your sixth house of work and service for the next 2 years. So you're in a good space right now, and you want greater freedom, okay?
Yes.
And you want to work smarter and not harder. I get that, too. What do you see, Jacqueline?
Well, this is an interesting choice because the head and tail of the dragon are reversed on you, first of all. Your south node is in Gemini, and the north node right now is in Gemini. So old issues from the past are here to guide you to your future. As a result of that, you're coming up with your Mars return coming up here soon, as she was talking about, and it is about plans of the future. It is about the distance, because in your solar return, that Mars sits in your fourth house of your home. Guess what? 2021 is your move. Okay. That's what that means. And it is, and as Aphrodite was talking about, we have all these evolutions that are coming over you at that time, okay? Mercury is conjunct your natal Sun-Jupiter conjunction, okay? This is all about your soul coming out and speaking out. Is it really what you want to be in Hawaii, or is it really what you want to be in Florida? Find your dream of what the most important thing is. Is it the task that you're doing? Because, again, here, your chart dictates that the service that you do, the day-to-day work that you do on this world, is the pole you pivot off of. So if you don't like your work, you're not going to be a happy camper. So I really want you to understand and do some more education before taking a job in Hawaii and really consider these things over this period of time. Because this is a very empowering year for you to really recreate yourself, even though some of it will make you a lot slower than what you'd like it to. Okay? So look at it, do the research, and if it really feels right, do it. Okay? If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. Okay?
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you again.
And you're welcome.
I really
love,
appreciate
and you know
you
what?
Too.
Ride the train and enjoy the view.
Yes. All right. And I'll try to
love
get
it,
over
girl.
To see you, Aphrodite.
That would be wonderful.
Okay.
I'd love to see you anyway. Even if we have
okay.
a virtual hug, that's fine. Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Bye bye.
You're welcome. Bye bye. Well, I think we have time to take one more, and somebody's been on hold for almost an hour. I want to grab them right now, okay?
Okay.
Air code 917, you're on the air.
Okay. Can you hear me? Hi. Kim from New York?
I can barely hear you.
Okay. Is this better? Can you hear me now?
I can't hear you very well. You sound all mumbly.
Are you on speaker?
Are you still there?
Hello? Well, maybe that wasn't supposed to, wasn't meant to be. I don't know. It's kind of crazy. But anyway, let's go to the next caller. So they just disappeared from the view here on the screen, so. Weird. Air code 203, you're on the air. Air code 203, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, my name is Ann, and my birth date is 2752.
Are you in New Hampshire or something like that?
No, no, no. Connecticut.
Where?
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Well, oh, Connecticut.
Close
okay.
enough.
Could be the accent.
I know it was somewhere up there in that northeast. You know, Connecticut, Massachusetts.
Oh, I love the cold. I hate the heat, so. And I was told why, but go ahead.
Oh, you have a birthday coming up. What city do you live in?
All right, now, Waterbury, Connecticut, not far from the place of birth. Yeah, I bugged you about a plumber in the summer. But anyway, let's see what's coming up for me, because I'm the Aquarius lady.
Yes, you are, and you have plans.
With Libra rising, so go ahead.
It's going to be interesting. Ooh.
And the Venus is in Capricorn. Oh, my God. Let's get away from that.
Too many restrictions for you. Well, in your solar return,
you're so funny.
In your solar return, that Venus is in Aquarius, okay? For this year, in your solar return, even though they're not all conjunct, okay, there's a little bit of distance between all of them, but you have five of the ten planets in Aquarius at that time. You have Saturn, Venus, Jupiter, your Sun, and Mercury are all going to be in Aquarius.
Right.
We talked about the other Aquarian here. This is a very empowering time. Your Sun and your solar return is in your eighth house along with that Mercury. And what that means is it's time for a change, sweetheart. So what are you going to change?
I mean, we're all conflicted right now, so I'm not really sure. I keep throwing out of my house. I know I got to get out of here to go somewhere, but I don't know where yet.
The answer will come, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I know that. Yeah.
Okay, because here again, this is a time before your birthday for you to open up a space for a new transition. Okay.
Right.
I'm a new transition. It is going to be a pretty great thing for you, no matter how I look at this. But it is about you. It is about you staying with who you are, your true soul. And I want you to keep an open mind and start looking at discovering. So one of the things that we do know you're going to do is we do know you're going to move. Okay?
Okay.
So this Venus is, before your birthday, you're going to have your Venus return, and that is natally in your fourth house of your home, okay? And so
right.
It is going to give you these pieces as it goes along. I want you to focus on them because I want you to embrace the change that's coming to you this next year. It's going to be a good one. Your lifestyle, whole lifestyle is going to change. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree. It's like the third week of January when she's going to go through her Venus return. And what it's going to allow you to do is to create a new foundation. And I really like that for you. And I want to say that you have a lot of integrity. You have a lot of planets in cardinal signs. And both your Sun and your Mercury are in Aquarius, which is a higher octave of Mercury. So you're really going to go through amazing good changes this year. Amazing.
That's great. That's great.
Yep.
There's many
things to remember the most.
Many. Go ahead.
Is to be at peace. Be at peace. And anything that you don't feel has integrity that you want to execute, don't do it. Okay. If you have a question, if you feel it's not right, doesn't feel great psychically with you, next. If you were born with your Mars in Scorpio, trust your instincts. Trust your instincts at this time because you're going to get more than one opportunity to get where you're going with this move and everything. So don't buy into the first option. If it's not right,
okay.
Doesn't feel right, you're like, I'm not sure. Look at the next one, okay? Allow yourself that creative license in this time period, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
We're so glad you called in tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy holidays to you.
Hey, you, both of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. Hang in there, girl. You're doing a good job. Okay.
Okay. Have a good night.
All right. You too, sweet night.
Bye-bye.
Tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station. Happy Yule. Blessed solstice tomorrow for everyone. We'll talk to you next week. In the meantime, keep the faith. Love your life. Stay in contact with those dear to you. Have a sweet night.
Have a good week. Merry Christmas.
Night.
Bye.